Baltimore County officials want permission from the state to charge impact fees on developers. WIPR's John Lee reports that the proposal is being considered by the General Assembly.
Baltimore County is looking under every sofa cushion for money to help close a projected $80 million budget shortfall next year. That's led Republican State Senator Chris West to propose that the state allow the county to charge developers impact fees. West says the money will go towards paying for things like roads and schools impacted by a specific development.
If there were a big subdivision going up in Catonsville, the county could not take the impact fees from Catonsville and use it to work on Dundalk.
Some developers see it as an unfair tax for a specific industry, and West says it's likely they would pass along the cost to people who buy new homes. County Councilman David Marks, a Republican, supports the idea, particularly since he would rather not raise taxes to get the county out of its financial hole.
Before we ask citizens to pick up the cost through higher taxes, we have to be looking at ways of raising revenue in that manner.
Since much of Baltimore County's developable land is already taken, it's questionable how much money this would actually raise, and highly unlikely it would be enough to cover the county's shortfall. But West says County Executive Johnny Olszewski should have every available option, and Olszewski supports the legislation. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.